It comes down to our team with doing what we need to do when we get out there on Sunday and executing our plays. You know, seeing another team do what they do is one thing, but until you go out there and take advantage of it and do it, then it's kind of irrelevant.
You've been able to watch and see what's going wrong and be able to, you guys think you'd be able to correct that?
Yeah, well, I mean, we look at them, make corrections, and then guys know what they got to do. It. Like I said, it comes down to going on the field and executing and then actually making the plays.
David, running the ball, how do you guys feel? I mean, this could be the week you guys get back on track?
I really want to just get back on track of winning and get our first win. You know, that's what the whole thing is about, is winning games. It's not about going out there and running the ball well. It's not going out passing the ball well. Whatever you got to do to get a win, you got to go out there and like I said, execute.
And talking to Eli, though, he says you guys are close, like maybe a block here, a block there from really getting that running game going. Is that what you think, too?
Yeah, we got a lot of close ones. So, you know, everybody got to do their job and prepare and come on the field with confidence and be prepared. And, you know, it comes down to execution. Everything, you can be close so many areas, and then running back could have been faster. Somebody could have held the block a little bit longer. Until it all comes together and works as a team, that's when you get points on the board.
You talked about confidence. How's your confidence going right now?
Oh, it's great. I'm really looking forward to going to North Carolina and going down there and getting this win with my team.
Dave, what did you see when you guys watched the film in terms of what's holding back the running back?
Like I said, we're close, so just to come down to execution.
David, they're 0-2. You guys are 0-2. What kind of game do you expect?
A battle. I mean, both teams are going to be hungry to get a win. It's not going to be easy for either team. And, you know, the guys in this locker room, I know what they're capable of, and we just got to go out there and put it all out and come back with a win.
David, with the emphasis on high and tight, can you still be that explosive runner?
Without a doubt. High and tight is something, I mean, just protect the ball. If you cross the plane with the ball in your hands, it's just a touchdown, whether it's high or tight or not. But if you fumble, that's when everybody's going to remind you. So, you know, I just got to do my job, and everybody else got to do their job, and we just keep on pushing.
I've heard a lot of people, not necessarily reporters, but almost other players or ex-players who are now in media roles say that they think your confidence has been harmed a lot because you were benched in week one and the emphasis on high and tight. So I'll ask you directly, has it been?
No, not at all.
David, do you think you ran any differently last week just trying to hang on to the ball? Did it affect your running just trying to hang on to the ball, or was it just the same, just wrapping up the two hands and running the same?
Yeah, it's the same. Like I said, we had a lot of close ones, and you want to get touchdowns, so yeah, I didn't change at all.